next on the 5 o'clock report.
Legislation that has continued to favor offenders over victims.
That gives you medical support.
It's going to change one heart at a time through the work of the Holy Spirit.
Nothing's going to stop us from getting to Jamaica.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. It's a day of travel and returns as more than three quarters of us plan to return at least one Christmas gift this year. Shopping expert Trey Bodge says you can avoid some hassle by waiting until the new year to make in-store returns.
The crowds will be thinner, the lines will be shorter, but you want to try to reach the window January 3rd through January 15th because after the 15th, some stores will not accept returns and give you the full credit.
One in five recipients plans to return more than half of their gifts, according to a survey by Oracle. It's such a common practice that UPS has designated January 2nd as the day when customers are expected to send back nearly 2 million packages. Meanwhile, you could be stuck in peak travel traffic.
Delays possibly being double or triple. So a lot of folks off, having a good time.
The group Airlines for America says nearly 3 million travelers are expected to fly through tomorrow. Cindy's trying to get out of Chicago O'Hare's airport.
Nothing's going to stop us from getting to Jamaica. We'll have to fly it ourselves. We'll get there.
Speaking of airports, a Christmas typhoon in the Philippines has stranded thousands at airports and at sea. Falling trees are blamed for most of the 20 deaths in that tropical windstorm. To Israel, where a top military official sends a warning to Iran.
Lieutenant General Aviv Kochavi, Israel's military chief of staff, is not intimidating and not the least bit verbose. Yet in an hour-long speech Wednesday, he made things clear. Israel will not let Tehran establish a long-term military presence in Syria or Iraq, and it will uphold this policy, quote, even at the risk of war. He expressed his disappointment that no one else was standing up to Iran. It would be better if we weren't the only ones to respond, he lamented. It was Kochavi's first major speech on national security since becoming chief of staff almost a year ago, and while most would yawn at politicians making such statements, they're sitting up and taking notice.
That's Lawrence Ripkin in Jerusalem. In that volatile region, a satellite TV network that beams Christian programming hopes its message will help bring peace to the area one day.
Presidents and prime ministers, bombs and armies, they all have a place. And they're important, but I don't think that's what's going to change the future of the Middle East.
Dr. Rex Rogers is president of Sat7 USA.
It's going to change one heart at a time through the work of the Holy Spirit, through the gospel, through the power of Christianity and Christ and his love and reconciliation, and that's what we've got to share.
Sat7 has millions of viewers in the region. Now to an update on the impeachment process in the U.S. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell stirring the pot a bit when he said he would be acting in, quote, total coordination with the White House in setting up the trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska told an Anchorage TV station she cannot support statements like that, even from her own party.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
She said Republicans need to be careful how they handle the vote, or they'll cost Trump votes in the next election cycle.
It means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
She says the vote will likely be in Mr. Trump's favor and he will not be removed from office, but the process of taking that vote must be fair and balanced. They may be popular gifts, but not all DNA tests measure the same details.
Medical genetic testing is really meant to give you comprehensive and accurate medical grade testing, the same type of testing that your doctor orders, to answer questions about your health and to make medical decisions.
Genetic counselor Jenna Finley says a genealogical kit
that's really kind of just for fun or educational purposes and is looking at markers instead of a comprehensive screen.
Finley tells Family Life News not all medical DNA testing companies are the same.
I think it's important to look for a company that gives you medical support or support of a genetic counselor when you're ordering testing.
DNA testing has skyrocketed in the last few years. Still to come this Thursday, categorizing gun purchases in PA, upping the minimum wage in New York, and exploring mainstream media for Christians.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Disturbance will bring us a few rain showers over the next 24 to 36 hours. And that is the call for tonight and tomorrow. Cloudy skies, a few light rain showers in the area, and some patchy fog as well. Temperatures overnight dipping into the mid-30s to the mid-40s, rising in some cases into the 50-plus range tomorrow. On Saturday, morning cloud cover, then partly sunny, high in the 40s. Sunny's mostly cloudy, late day rain and fog.
Thank you, Kevin. A battle is brewing over how Pennsylvania is categorizing a product that some say creates a loophole, giving those who are not allowed to legally purchase a firearm the ability to get a gun in their hands. Details from Family Life's Terry Diener.
Gun rights advocates announced they're suing Pennsylvania over how the state is classifying 80% receivers. The lawsuit was filed just days after Attorney General Josh Shapiro directed state police to categorize the receivers as guns. Businesses that are represented in the lawsuit and manufacture the receivers claim the Attorney General's legal opinion doesn't give fair notice to people regarding what's legal and what's not. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Thank you, Terry. Several new laws are set to take effect the first of the year in the Empire State, including a boost to the minimum wage. Farm workers will be getting overtime pay and mandatory rest, while cash bail will no longer be required for those charged with most misdemeanors in New York. State Senator Patrick Gallivan.
It's been troubling to me over the past year where we've seen criminal justice legislation that has continued to favor offenders over victims.
Other laws set to take effect January 1st in the Empire State will allow teens to pre-register to vote and adoptees to access their birth certificates. Are you thinking about trying to unseat an incumbent lawmaker in Harrisburg? Data shows you may want to think again. We get details from Family Life's Sarah Harnish.
A review of election data by the Allentown Morning Call showed that House incumbents running in the November 2018 election won their seats at a rate of about 19 in every 20. Data shared by Jack Treadway, a retired professor of political science at Kutztown University and author of a book on Pennsylvania elections, showed the 2018 win rate for Pennsylvania House incumbents was 99 in 100. In 2012 alone, 174 of the 175 incumbents won. Your chances of getting reelected in Pennsylvania are good. Sarah Harnish, Family Life News.
Thank you, Sarah. Next at 5, Media Research Center's Dan Gaynor talks with us about media for Christians.
Do you have any recommendations for possible alternatives when it comes to wholesome entertainment?
I think the future is that conservatives definitely need websites, movies, TV shows that are produced for them that are values-affirming, because what the left doesn't get is they say, well, this is an attack on gays. No, it is a support of traditional values. And so what's the difference for Hallmark running a program where three people are dating together? We bombarded constantly in the news media with talks of polygamy and polyamory and all sorts of bizarre lifestyles. Mm. So is that going to be the next push for Hallmark? You know, Hallmark's, oh, well, we won't go there. Well, what are the lines? So ultimately, if conservatives want good kind of entertainment, they have to make it. And that means people with money need to pony up. They need to stop sitting on the sidelines or worrying, oh, okay, well, I've got to make sure I make money doing this. The left doesn't worry about that. The left throws billions of dollars every year at propaganda. Billions. They make documentaries that are phony. They make movies that rewrite history. They make sitcoms that make fun of conservatives and Christians. And conservatives and Christians respond by watching it, going to it, paying for it, and not producing counter-programming.
Mm. Like you said, we have a great opportunity to move forward. How else can we positively influence a culture that rejects God's ways? Dan?
I'm going to say this to parents, because I get asked this question a lot, particularly in regards to children. You cannot isolate your children so that they never see any of this material. Because I guarantee you, even if they don't have cell phones and you monitor their web activity at home, but what you have to do is prepare them for the world outside your house, off your property. And that means when programs come out and you know they're popular with kids, you have to watch some of them together and say, look, this is how this program is undercutting your beliefs. Look at how they're villainizing you. So when you go to school and they say, well, did you watch it? Yeah, but here's what's happening. You got to be prepared. Christians in America are used to being the dominant players in our culture, in our politics, in every aspect of our lives. And that is no longer the case. And Christians need to look to history to remember that that wasn't always the case. they need to prepare for a future where not only they're not the dominant player, but where they are a abused, disrespected, discriminated against minority. Because that's what's coming.
So true. And I love the idea of critical thinking. What is their worldview? Okay, their worldview is very different than mine, but I can still stay strong. And that, in history's past, has shown to be the time when the church grows.
Yeah, but it's hard to tell people, hey, you're going to lose your job because of your faith. Hey, some of your children are going to reject your faith or reject you because of your faith. And it's a hard thing to prepare them for. It doesn't mean the end times are coming, but bad times are coming, and bad times are already here for Christians in America. It's not as bad as it is for Christians around the world? No, of course not, because the starting point is so much better for Christians here. But can you be abused for a public forum now for espousing Christian beliefs? Yes. Can you go to a public university in America and be discriminated again for your Christian beliefs? Absolutely.
Sure.
These are things already happening because the tide of left-wing agenda is sweeping over the land, at least right now. And so this is not something that happened overnight. It took good 50 years to get to this point. Because remember, the 1960s, Hollywood was still making pro-Christian movies on a regular basis. Charlton Heston was everywhere doing biblical movies. And where they went from the 60s rebellion and the riots in the 60s to now took 50 years to get here. So changing it doesn't happen overnight.
That's Dan Gaynor with Media Research Center. You can listen to our Family Life features at fln.org/podcasts. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks climbing higher today, hitting record highs as the market rallied toward the end of 2019. The Dow was up 106 points, the NASDAQ rose 70, and the S&P 500 gained 17. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
We often get asked questions about investing for retirement. The main questions seem to focus on where to invest. But today I want to talk about how much you need to have saved now in order to be in good shape when you're ready to retire. If you want to keep the lifestyle you're enjoying now, by the time you reach 35, you should have saved twice your current gross income. At age 45, it's 4 times your income. At 55, 7 times your income. By the time you retire, you'll need 10 times your current gross income in your savings and investments. If you're not where you need to be, you may need to delay retirement or consider downsizing and reducing expenses. And remember that living on less now will make it easier to put away more for the future.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is MoneyWise.org. MoneyWise.org.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. For most of our region, snowfall to date this year, this season, is running above average, but certainly lately there's been a lack of snowfall, and there's not much foreseen in the short term at least, as the disturbance will bring us a few rain showers over the next 24 to 36 hours. And that is the call for tonight and tomorrow. Cloudy skies, a few light rain showers in the area, and some patchy fog as well. Temperatures overnight dipping into the mid-30s to the mid-40s, rising in some cases into the 50-plus range tomorrow. On Saturday, morning cloud cover, then partly sunny, high in the 40s. Sunny's mostly cloudy, late day rain and fog.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, a North Carolina family got a Christmas intruder that turned out to be really unexpected. CBS's Jim Kersula.
A Louisville, North Carolina family called 911 and dashed into a closet when they heard what they thought was an intruder in their home in the middle of the night. Sheriff's deputies quickly arrived and found the source of the scare, a robot vacuum that had somehow started and roamed around before getting stuck. The family and police ended up laughing about the incident involving the vacuum the family had gotten just a couple of days earlier.
Ah, the joy and pain of technology. That's the world we live in this 26th of December. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.